We are now going to speak to Kathy Duff, the director of Trialogue. Hello, Kathy.
Hello, Simon.
Oh, great. That's a nice clear line. I can hear you really well. Kathy, we are going to talk in a moment or two about the corporate social investment spend in South Africa. But before we get there, you're the director of Trialogue. Won't you tell us just a little bit about the organization, what it does, et cetera, et cetera?
Yes, sure. So Trialogue is a specialized research and advisory company, and our focus is on responsible business. So we conduct research into responsible business practices, and we share that on various platforms, including publications, conferences, and events. And then we also provide advisory services, largely to the bigger companies in South Africa, but helping them with their responsible business practices, which include, as you say, corporate social investment. They also include sustainability, environmental practices, and things like that.
Kathy, that 9.7 billion rand, that's an awful lot of money.
Yes. So each year, and we've been doing this for 21 years,
yeah. We
do research into the sector, and we estimate the total amount that companies in South Africa spend on corporate social investment. And for 2018, as you say, that estimate was 9.7 billion, which does sound like an awful lot of money, and it is. Obviously, that's made up from thousands of companies. You know, and if you compare it to what the government's spending, it's obviously a drop in the ocean. So what we try to do is to work with companies to say, how can we make that amount effective? And how can we leverage that spend to change systems and to improve the socioeconomic development circumstances of people in South Africa?
I suppose it's an unfair question, but are companies doing this because they want to do it or because they feel forced to do it?
You know, we actually asked that question in our research. And the number one reason that comes out, and, you know, we're asking the people who work in the CSI sector.
Yeah.
But they're... first reason that comes out in our research is that it's a moral imperative. They feel like they should be giving back, they should be helping. You know, the next two biggest reasons are reputational benefits
okay. And
to fulfill the broad-based Black Economic Empowerment Scorecard. So there are obviously some companies that will do it because they feel like they have to for BEE, but by and large, most companies are doing it, and were doing it before the BEE scorecard. So the larger companies were giving back to society prior to the obligation to do so.
Wow,
what
so
the scorecard has done
yes.
has provided a benchmark for how much to give. But companies were giving back before they came into effect.
So the cynic in me that always thought that capitalism never had a conscience isn't exactly 100% correct?
No. I mean, it's obviously difficult to generalize across all companies.
Of course.
But there's some great examples of companies in South Africa that have been giving back for many, many, many years, regardless of regulatory requirements.
Kathy, where's the spend going? If you could just sort of break it down into sectors or...
Yes. So we break it down in terms of geographies and sectors. And if you look at sectors, the most popular sector is education.
Understandably,
so
I suppose.
So over 90% of the companies we survey support projects in the education area, and education receives around 44% of total expenditure. Now, I think this is to be expected, firstly because there obviously is a bit of a crisis in our education system.
Sure.
But secondly, because it's aligned to the interests of the corporate who are trying to build future skills and talent pipelines for their businesses. So education receives the bulk, and that's been consistent over the 21 years that we've been measuring CSI. And then the other sectors that are popular are kind of broadly social and community development, which includes a lot of the welfare causes, and then health, and food security and agriculture. Those are the top four sectors if we look at where the money's going in the sector.
Kathy, what's so exciting about this spend is that this is spend that one would imagine because it's on audited financial statements. This is real, true, proper spend. This isn't corrupt spend.
Yes. This is real, true spend. I mean, It includes cash, actual money to projects. It also includes donations by companies of products and services and goods. And it also includes a small element of it is made up of volunteer time, where companies have quantified that. But it is actually, you know, all going back to society and into socioeconomic development.
Kathy, thank you so much for joining us. That's where we're going to wrap it up for today. Very exciting to hear that our corporate sector is delivering in the way that it should be and making the difference that needs to be made. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your time. We're going to go to the market.